All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City here on the 19th day of December, 2017. Before I talk more about today's show, let me remind you that I am the editor of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and you can subscribe to my letter by going to miningstocks.com, or call us in New York during normal work hours at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. Also, I'd like to encourage you to consider subscribing to Chen Lin's excellent letter. Go to chenpicks.com, chenpicks.com. I want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. And I also want to invite you to keep your comments, criticisms, praises, and whatever coming to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. We do want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show, New Range Gold Corp, Bonterra Resources, RN Resources, Novo Resources, and Genesis Metals Corp. I've titled today's show, How to Protect Yourself Against America's Growing Mobocracy. Richard Mayberry, Daniel McAdams, and Michael Oliver return as guests this week. Why has America turned from a country of compassion and individual liberty with limited government, where we were free to be the unique individuals God created us to be, to a nation with a government that is not only rapidly removing our individual liberties, but is also intruding and removing the sovereign rights of other nations to govern themselves? Why was it that former Chase Manhattan Chairman David Rockefeller said that he is proud to conspire against the United States? What is our future likely to look like? What about the future rights written into the U.S. Constitution that guaranteed us the right to think, work, act, and worship God if we so choose? You know, I'm 70 years old now, but I can't remember a time in my life that there were more divisions, more divisiveness in this country than we see now. Not even during the Vietnam era, when I was a young man, was the venom poured out from all directions, more severe than what I think we're seeing right now. Will the recent direction of events continue on the same path, or is there some hope for a return toward the basic rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that our founding fathers risked their lives to give us? Those are some questions that we will ask Daniel and Richard Mayberry later in the show. Then in the last segment today, we're going to get to Michael Oliver. Michael's usually with us in the first segment, but this week it seemed best to have him at the end of the show. Well, he'll give us an update on his latest momentum work for the dollar, debt, equity markets, as well as gold and silver. But now I'm really pleased to say that Daniel McAdams of the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity is with me again. Daniel had been a pretty regular member of our, a guest of our show for quite a few years, actually. And then I guess various things have come up. It hasn't worked out as well from this end, but I have always revered his work. He's working with Dr. Ron Paul. He was previously the advisor to Ron on foreign affairs and foreign policy. And now he's working with Dr. Ron Paul every day at the ronpaulinstitute.org, where he and Dr. Paul put on a daily TV show in which they discuss issues of the day, geopolitical issues of the day that are very, very important, and information there that you just don't get from the mainstream. Daniel, I want to thank you very much for joining me today.
Jay, it's so good to be back with you. It's been a while.
It's, It's been a while. It's been regrettably too long. This show tries to focus more directly on investments, and not less important is what you do, for sure, but more directly relevant, I guess, to putting food on our table might be what we do. But I just would like to have more time with you. But the time we have, so let me stop babbling. You know, all of your knowledge in foreign policy, that's what you've done for quite a few years. What do you and Dr. Paul make of all these allegations from Democrats about Donald Trump's collusion with Russia? I mean, they're trying to say, and they've been trying to say, that that's the reason Hillary Clinton lost the presidency. But can you give us a bigger picture? How do you and Dr. Paul see what's going on in Washington now, from maybe domestically as well as geopolitically, internationally?
Yeah, well, I can only speak for myself, but, you know, the question I always have is, what exactly are they accusing the Donald Trump campaign of doing? What exactly are they accusing the Russians of doing? It never comes out. It comes down to the ridiculous things like they took out some Facebook ads. Well, most of those were taken up after the election. So they never really tell us who did what. How did the Russians convince the voters of Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and the other surprise states that went for Trump? How did the Russians convince these blue-collar workers to vote for Trump over Hillary? There's just simply no answer for it. So, you know, the Democrats got a candidate. A lot of America got a president that they don't like. Well, you know, welcome to being grown up. It happens. It's happened to you and I, Jay, for most of our lives. Yeah. But instead of putting forth a better policy and saying this would work better or here's a different idea, they've sunk to this level of McCarthyism that is just outrageous.
It seems to be outrageous, although, you know, if you turn on most of the mainstream channels, they'll tell you why why anybody that contested are the outrageous ones.
Well, you know, there was collusion around the Trump campaign, but that collusion was from the deep state. As we're seeing more and more with the Strzok memos and this other fellow whose wife worked for the company that was involved in the dossier, this FBI guy, the collusion was the deep state doing its very best to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president because they were terrified at what he was saying on the campaign trail about changing U.S. foreign policy. And that's the real story here. Nobody wants to focus on, but thankfully the alternative media is digging at this, and more is coming out every single day about the real collusion.
Daniel, when you talk about the deep state, I guess that transcends party lines, doesn't it? I mean, it would be, you might be talking about neocons, no matter which party they reside in.
Well, it's the permanent party, Jay. Permanent party, the people who are in power no matter what. And they're in the FBI, as we see. They're also in the CIA. Talk about people like James Clapper and others. They're in the NSA. Some of them are probably in the DIA, but certainly CIA, NSA, FBI. This is the deep state, and they did collude. They have colluded to try to delegitimize the election, delegitimize President Trump. And that really is the real story. We're seeing smoking guns going off everywhere where there's not even a whiff of smoke on the Russiagate story after, what, well over a year of investigation. You'd think we'd see something by now if there was something there.
Yeah, the way the leaks were coming out from every which direction, you would think there would be something out by now, huh?
Something concrete, yeah.
Yeah, Daniel, when we last talked, when you were last on the show, things were going on in the Ukraine and then Syria. How have things changed under the Trump presidency, if at all? Because when he was running for president, of course, he talked about, you know, downsizing NATO. He talked about the no reason to be in all these different countries around the world. And there was some reason for hope that maybe the United States would pull back a bit from around the world, the Ukraine, Syria, and all of that. But what do you make of the geopolitical stance of the United States now globally, and in particular perhaps in the Middle East?
Well, you know, candidate Trump really had his fingers on the pulse of the American people. You know, he's made his career understanding what the average people like and appreciate. Right. And he really hit on the head that Americans are sick of all these wars, they're sick of the conflicts, they're sick of being involved in the Middle East, they're sick of the confrontation toward Russia, and he just tapped it right on the head. And, you know, we had my old friend Jim Jaftris on our show the other day, and he was a Trump supporter, and he said, I still like to imagine that there's a candidate Trump hidden inside President Trump's body trying to get out.
Yeah.
So that's probably the most optimistic thing, but he certainly sounded great on the campaign trail. Was he lying then? Did the deep state take over? Did he not pay enough attention as the neocons weaned their way in? It's really hard to know, but we do know that the neocons really are consolidating their power around the president, and he seems powerless. If he is opposed to them, and I do believe he is not a neocon, but if he is opposed to them, he's just simply not able to break free.
Right. It might be lethal if the real Donald Trump emerges.
If that might be the case, he is opposed to these people and he breaks through, you know, I mean, we've seen what can happen when you challenge the CIA. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, indeed. Daniel, you know, our theme today is this loss of liberty that that I know you and Dr. Paul talk about frequently on your show, if not every day, if not almost all the time. The loss of liberty, and I'd like to explore the connection between our foreign policy and the policies of, you know, we're seeing obviously the deep state is able to spy on us all the time. If they want to get information on Jay Taylor, I don't suppose I'm that important, but if I were, they could certainly dig it up in a nanosecond, I guess. But do you see any connection between all of this animus that we see against Trump, a blowback perhaps against Trump for his talk about wanting to pull back from this foreign policy? But do you see any connection between all this anger, the propaganda perhaps that is being spewed out against Trump? I mean, it seems to me like the average person doesn't really think very far with respect to whether the Russians have done anything or not. It's just simply, if you're a Democrat, you believe it. If you're something else, you might not. But do you see a connection between the loss of liberty at home, I guess is what I'm trying to ask you, and our foreign policies abroad?
Well, certainly there is definitely a case. When you militarize your foreign policy, when you weaponize your foreign policy, when you have a sense in your mind that we are at war, we're a nation at war, we're constantly at war, we bring that war mentality back home, and you see it in the militarization of the police forces here at home. You see it in the very vicious drug war here at home, and you see it in the streets, in different demonstrations. So there is a militarization of our society that is a byproduct of having a foreign policy that everywhere it goes, it sees dragons that need to be slayed. And that's a real danger. And you're right, Jay, it is destroying us from within on so many levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, how can we, of course, Richard Mayberry, who's my guest in the next segment just a few minutes from now, Richard has talked in the past about how there was, you know, a lot of the Bill of Rights or protection that was given to American citizens, but our government never saw the need to apply the same protections to other people. And then certainly it seems to be against the Declaration of Independence that talked about our rights and where they come from, our rights to be free, to be who we were created to be individuals instead of puppets of the state. You know, it just seems to me very inconsistent that, you know, that if we're going to do that kind of stuff overseas, it's going to come back to get us here too. And it certainly seems to be the case. But, you know, Ron Paul, who you work with, is a consummate optimist. He's always believing that maybe things can turn around. So, Daniel, within 30 seconds or so, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, obviously, you have hope, or you wouldn't be out there working every day, you and Dr. Paul doing what you're doing.
Well, that's the reason that he founded the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, was that we're not going to change Washington by electing a couple of good people. You know, that's mm-hmm. not going to work. We're going to change things by educating the American people, teaching them that there are alternatives, and instilling in them really the fight for liberty, the passion for liberty to restore a free republic of individuals, and that is the key. And we are optimistic, but it's a long road, you know, an educational process, and it's a very long road ahead, and that's why we're working twice as hard.
Yeah, your work, you and Dr. Paul and others, a part of the Ron Paul Institute, do work very hard. A lot of really good people there. I'd just like to tell my listeners, it's ronpaulinstitute.org. Go there every day. Dr. Paul and Daniel do an interview, a discussion of some geopolitical event of the day that's very, very important. And also, this is a nonprofit organization. That's ronpaul.org. And so I would really like to request those of you who are sympathetic with the efforts of peace and prosperity that Dr. Paul and Daniel are working so hard for, you might consider giving a tax-free donation to the ronpaulinstitute.org. Go there in any event and learn to know what they're talking about and follow the excellent work of both of these men. Thank you, Daniel, so much for being with us. We do have to do it more often. It's great to have
you
again.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks so
folks,
much.
Don't go,
bye-bye.
You're welcome. Folks, don't go away. Richard Mayberry will be with us right after the break.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Foran Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource, outlined by drilling thus far, stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Foran is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
New Range Gold Corps is a Canadian junior explorer focused on its recently acquired flagship Pamlico Gold Project, located in Nevada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. Known as one of Nevada's highest grade gold districts, Pamlico was held by private interests for most of its history and remains largely unexplored. Drilling by New Range is already confirming the legendary grades of the district, with intercepts up to 341 grams gold per ton. Well-financed with no debt, New Range is unlocking shareholder value at Pamlico and trades under TSX symbol NRG.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.